okay, I'm going to speak here with confidence, and for almost everything I say regarding IRS here, just assume I'm 90% sure that what I'm saying will ultimately come out in the wash.
Okay.
Will ultimately be revealed.
That's fair.
Okay. The most favored nation status given by Clinton, why did he wait for his last year to do that? Given to China, why did he wait? Well, because he had a sinister handoff to his friend in the Bush family. That was already arranged, the victory of W, you know, the little half-wit moronic son who occupied the White House from 2000 to 2008. I always joke about the Bush 80 IQ. You must have less than the Bush 80 IQ. I mean, I remember Susan and Shirley Shern in my eighth grade class. We used to go in at lunchtime and raid the principal's office and look at the IQ lists. And the Sherns were 81 and 82. You know, the jackass was in the 130s, you know? We had some fun with all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the back end of the most favored nation status granted to China was a massive lease of something on the order of 4,000 or 5,000 tons of Chinese gold done by Wall Street in selling out the United States. These are traitors, and that's why Obama is working feverishly to change the statute penalties for treason. All right, so the Chinese leased their gold, you know, a small amount of it. The Chinese have over 20,000 tons of gold. Don't buy into this official story. They have 1,045 tons, and jeepers creepers, it might be increased to 2,700 this year. No, if truth be told, they've got over 20,000 tons, and Russia has even more. So can you say gold backing for the BRICS currency? All right,
yes.
So what the Chinese did was to say, we don't trust you. We remember the opium wars. We have long memories where you Americans and British do not. We have long horizons and timetables where you do not. So we want a secured stream on our gold. So what they did was they put up the J.P. Morgan headquarter property in South Manhattan, and they put up the IRS aggregate secure stream derivative bond. And we defaulted on both.
Good Lord.
The tax revenue. Notice all the weird stories coming out of the Vatican in the last year or 18 months regarding the U.S. tax stream income was no longer in Vatican control. Well, that was something that was signed just after the Civil War in around 1870. That established the United States as a corporate structure owned by the Vatican. So we lost our income tax stream. It's now Chinese property. We lost our J.P. Morgan headquarters, including their vault that adjoins the Federal Reserve. And I believe controlling interest for the Federal Reserve itself is owned by China. So that has the J.P. Morgan vault attached to the Federal Reserve vault at the New York Fed. The J.P. Morgan property was sold for the minuscule amount of $700 million. I did some research and found out that it was worth closer to $3 billion. And to be sure, that final figure might have been just the extraneous amount after other obligations had been filled. I don't know. We're not told. We don't get told about anything that happens at the highest level of the U.S. government, where treason takes place on a daily and weekly basis.
Jeez, that's awfully strong, Jim. Now, what's this about Obama working feverishly to change the statutory what, where treason is concerned?
The penalties for treason. Aren't they hanging?
The last time I checked, that's exactly what they were.
Well, he's trying to change it because I'm told, you know, okay, I'm off the Chinese 90% likelihood here. I'm off that. I'm now just speaking as Jim Willie, U.S. citizen. I'm hearing from more than two different sources that there's a Pentagon initiative in progress to force Obama and Biden out of office, giving them the opportunity to open the door and leave voluntarily so that they do not face treason charges.
I sure hope you're right. I don't know about letting them walk out. I don't think that's the thing to do. I think we need to send the rest of the world a message, personally. But
well, the benefit from having a military tribunal that organizes a new a congressional constitution and disbands the Congress, does that sound better?
Ugh.
That's all part of the package. And the fellow who's running this is General Carter Ham, who Obama forced into retirement. He's one of the many generals, I think there's something like 300 or more, who've been forced into retirement for various insubordination and disobedience of direct orders from the commander-in-chief, which is the basic Kenyan empty chair. So these 300 generals, bear in mind, they're not dead. They're on retirement. They're on pensions, generous pensions. I knew there was a woman that I chased in Lexington, Massachusetts in 1994, 93, and 92. I chased her for a long time because she was that nice. She was a San Diego girl, very pretty girl, and her father was a retired NORAD admiral. No, I'm sorry, major. And he explained to me the method of pensions, determination, calculation. And he said to me, I'm on a very generous pension. I'm receiving about $65,000 a year. And, you know, back in 1992 and three, that was pretty good money. You know, tried maybe double to triple that now. That's like saying I'm on $110,000 pension. That's rosy now. So anyway, these generals they're not enjoying the good life. They're comfortable and they're organized. They've got a group that they call America First. And the origin of America First had some leaders that all went down in a fiery airplane crash in the weeks following the Oklahoma City bombing, which was a very similar 9/11 type event. Anyone who thinks that fertilizer removed one-third of the structural steel and facades of the Murrah Building, M-U-R-R-A-H, Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. Anyone who believes fertilizer did that damage to structural steel, I got news for you. You're a moron.
Yep. Sorry.
Right. I'm not sorry. You might be. I'm not. I'm tired of morons.
No, I'm just sorry to inform them that yes. Is the case. Fertilizer's not going to do it.
So what was in the Oklahoma City building? A lot of records. First of all, regarding Papa Bush and Bill Clinton thefts of Fannie Mae funds, a total of $1.6 trillion, which is $1,600 billion. I wouldn't mind retiring on half of that like Bill Clinton is doing. You can maybe buy some small Latin American countries with that, which is what they're doing. They're also using narcotics money. George Bush Sr. is worth something on the order of $4 to $5 trillion on narco money. So what else was in the Murrah building besides deeply incriminating records against two presidents? It was a lot of stuff that I don't have exact knowledge of, but was apparently sufficient to bring down the Clinton administration and might have had something to do with hidden records from the Sandia Labs, which might have served as an act of treason by the Clinton administration, worthy enough of starting the First America movement by the admirals and generals. There were 8 or 7 generals and admirals who went down in Alabama on a single plane. Why they're all on a single plane, I have no idea, but they're all dead. And as a result, since 1995, all their movements and activities have been much more in secrecy, you know, a lot of winks and handshakes. You know, just think of the Masonic handshake, like what that little Kennedy girl did over in Japan. I call her Kennedy girl because she hasn't really accomplished a single thing in her adult life except to continue in the Masonic way. We've got these generals who do not like the fact that Benghazi in the Libyan embassy, the U.S. embassy in Libya, was an act of treason. And I may have my facts wrong, but I believe Carter Ham was the general who disobeyed the Obama orders and tried to engineer a rescue of Ambassador Stevens and the five trapped elite SEALs. They all died, and the Pentagon has been furious. But remember, there are two groups in the Pentagon. One is the constitutionalists who defend that document, defend the liberties of Americans, and put the nation first, as in America First. The other organization, the other camp, is called the loyalists. And don't be confused, they're not loyal to the Constitution or to the people. They're loyal to the crime syndicate backed by banks and the narcotics business. This narcotics is not small. The Afghan war started out with the Taliban's controlling something on the order of 30 tons of heroin a year. It's now up to 1,300 tons, worth $800 billion a year, or perhaps $1.2 trillion a year. That does not go into the U.S. government treasury. If it did, there'd be no deficit. 70% of all American street heroin comes from Afghanistan, compliments of our Langley friends. So
Good grief, man.
I'm told a timetable, John. I'm told that this General Carter Ham and his mass of forced retirement generals and admirals are giving a timetable of the end of January, which is very interesting timing because that coincides with what I'm told is going to be roughly when you start to see the Shanghai Gold Exchange double the gold price to put a torpedo in the Western banks. That timing of the Shanghai event is somewhere around the Chinese New Year of mid-February. So we got a lot of interesting things going on.
I tell you, you are something else. I got to tell you, I love talking to you because you don't say things that I anticipate you're going to say. I like that. You know, you're a little bit like Master. Master never say answer to your question you think he will say. Always something different, always. That's why he is Master. So I guess that's what makes you Master too, pal.
Well, there's another side to that, John, and that's that I've got a 90% correct forecast record.
Oh, so, is that all?
Well, you know, the average is about 30 or 40, and I strive... No, I'm sorry, the average is 20 or 30 for Wall Street economists. I strive to converge with their low level of integrity.
Well, that's...
Not.
Good grief.
No, you know, I've got an established track record. And, you know, just to name off a few, when we started out with the 0% interest rate for the Fed in 2009, I said it would go on forever. We're in now the fifth year of it. When we came out with the first QE with bond monetization in 2011, I said it would go on forever with endless steps. We're now in our third or fourth year of that, and it's now – they're actually taking back their comments that QE3 is over with now. Why? Because the Russians are dumping treasury bonds while the U.S. press is saying they're dumping gold. They're getting it exactly backwards. This is stuff that Goebbels would giggle at. There are other big forecasts that I made. When Fukushima happened, regardless of its origin, I said that the Japanese yen would go up from 100 to 125, and it did precisely that in the next 3 months. we got a lot of other different things. I said that the taper talk in summer of 2013 was nonsense. They were going to take it all back. I'm on record now saying, I said this back in March and April, that the Kiev regime would fall. I had to revise it by June to say the end of year. There's a price on Poroshenko's head right now from competing oligarchs. They want to kill him. They want to kill him and take all of his money and bring back some of the money that's sitting in the Swiss banking system and restart Ukraine under different criminals. We're not going to get any solution that's positive in Ukraine for at least two more regime changes. So I've got a bunch of other correct forecasts that are all, I think, eye-poppers. And if you go to the Golden Jackass, www.goldenjackass.com website, you can click on a little icon staring at you in the face that says correct forecast list. Here you are. Click on it, and you can see a bunch of them. They're, okay, it's kind of funny because when I posted that list a year and a half ago, it was on the urging of one of my colleagues. He said, Jim, you need to show your track record because it's really quite remarkable. And I put credit where it's due. The Voice tipped me off on many of these forecasts, but not all. Maybe half, maybe a little more. He tipped me off that the Southern European sovereign bonds were all going to go bust. He told me this in the autumn of 2009, and 2 months later, it was the Greek story. He tipped me off about Dubai and the Dubai credit problems there, also 3 months in advance. But, take a look at the forecast list and you can be a little bit more comfortable about some of the bold. I don't like to use the word outrageous because outrageous kind of remains crazy. Bold can be proven correct just by the flow of events. The Kiev regime is going to fail. It is failing right now. All the IMF money, except for maybe a few million, all the IMF bailout money was stolen. and now we got this propaganda, John. I'd like to close, if I could, with the Russian plans.
Yes, please.
They're forcing Europe to pay in euros, ruble, and RMB, the Chinese currency. It's the yuan. But I don't like using the word yuan because it sounds a lot like the Korean won, W-O-N, not Chinese yuan. I'm told by a Chinese client that it's yuan, not yuan, yuan. Anyway, the yuan. Well, the renminbi is simpler, RMB. I want an RMB account. Okay, there's now settlement in RMB. They got RMB hubs all over Europe. Okay, this is the Chinese currency. The Russians are going to insist and have already insisted. This was another of my forecasts back in about March. I said one of the outcomes from these sanctions will be China demands payment outside the dollar and probably in rubles or at least RMB. And it happened. It happened within a month. So what is Russia doing with the euros, rubles, and yuan? They're converting it instantly to gold while the stupid Google's press in the United States is saying that Russia's selling their gold to relieve their ruble problem. I just got word from a client who actually has a family member in Russia, in Moscow, who gave an on-the-ground, on-the-scene report on what's going on with inventory supply, import prices, etc., as a result of the ruble problem. This is information that has been obtained in just the last 3 days. The answer is there's almost no problem whatsoever regarding the Russian energy income stream because the ruble has gone down exactly as much as the crude oil price has gone down. In other words, the ruble has gone down while the dollar has gone up, which is what they're paid in currency terms. So they convert instantly from the dollar into the foreign currency and into gold. The other thing that was mentioned is that there has been an effect on import prices.
All right.
The prices seem to go up, but they don't continue to go up. They come back down as though nothing has happened. So we're painting the picture of the Russian economy going into free fall, disorganized, tatters, supply problems, whatever. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Gotcha. Jim, I know you got to go, and we do too. We're running out of time here, but you're saying something's going to hit the fan next month, January.
It's hard to say.
I know.
I think we're going to see some preliminary effects toward more recognized breakdown.
All right. That'll work.
And, you know, don't ever sell the U.S. short, the leadership, for doing something drastic.
Okay.
I have a joke now. I say we're running out of places to offer a new war. We're running out of allies now. I'm sorry, we're running out of enemies to plunder,
right.
And now we've turned to Japan as an ally to plunder. Notice that we made a claim on their $1.2 trillion government pension fund in the last month.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I made a statement that the proof of that theft would be the Japanese would use their unlimited QE statement. Unlimited QE? What kind of nonsense is that?
I got you. All right.
And they're going to have an effect on their yen currency.
Right.
It's going to go down, down hard, and it did go down, down hard, proving the point that the U.S. is seizing the Japanese pension fund worth $1.2 trillion. Now what's going to come next to our ally in Japan is they're going to have corporate damage and banking damage, severe. It's going to cause some failures, and they're both tightly knit. By that, I mean there's cross-ownership. Their banks own corporate stocks, and their corporations own bank stocks as well. They're cross-owned. They're going to start a currency war in East Asia that it involves at least the following countries: Singapore, Taiwan, China, and South Korea.
Perfect.